Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tweet at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Todd didn't drink last night. I owed Craig a dollar. Todd might feel better than Puss today. I forgot to ask you. What time did you get home last night?
Oh, about 11, 11:15.
So you saw, what, a half hour of the show?
No. We skipped out on about three or four songs, I think, towards the end.
But you're home at 11:15. What time did you go to sleep?
It was 11:30, quarter to midnight or so, I think.
3 hours sleep?
Four.
Okay.
All four.
Right. Roger Klein?
Yeah.
And the Peacemaker?
Yes.
I got a buddy of mine who's a super fan. Did he make it in from Denver?
No. No, but
he's the kind of guy that would.
They don't live here. They could.
Yeah, oh, no, he's the kind of guy that would get on a plane.
Okay.
Yeah, and drive all across the country.
Well, that's dumb.
And follow him.
I mean, I liked it. It was a cool band, but I wouldn't travel. For a Monday night show.
Yeah, it was, like I say, it was a
Why was it canceled on a Friday night?
I don't know.
Somebody pull a hammy or something?
Rescheduled
like that?
For some reason or another. Yeah. Oh, it's later in the year. It's not March, but it's a Monday.
Monday. That's tough for regular people.
Yeah.
Except, I mean, even for people that can actually wake up regular time, Monday.
It was a bit of
like the worst night.
Yeah. It was a bit of a subdued crowd.
Sunday's much better. Yeah, I bet you'd be subdued.
The crowd was...
They're all thinking, I got to get the hell up tomorrow.
Right? Yeah. It kind of felt like a Monday.
Yeah, you got to be... Yeah.
Oh, the bar workers were pissed, too. Well... Because that's usually a slow night. Monday.
Well, a lot of bar workers...
Work on a Monday.
More tips.
A lot of club workers don't work Monday nights either, so they probably...
No, that's kind of their weekend.
Yeah. I mean, the club workers at other places that weren't the place where this place was
playing. Oh,
I think that place, they book shows pretty well all week long.
Do they?
Most weeks, yeah. They got a lot of shows there. That's a good venue.
Well, they got younger people, too, that don't just sleep in, lazy asses, like I was that age. I saw bands all the time during the week in my 20s because I didn't have to wake up.
I will give this place.
I closed a bunch of bars Monday through Friday.
We didn't care what day it was.
No, it didn't matter to me, man.
I will give this place credit. It's a small venue here in town.
What's the name?
It's called The Waiting Room.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Great venue. But it's a small venue. The sound was loud enough you could hear it, but not loud enough that it was killing your ears.
Oh, okay, got it.
It was that weird soft,
too loud,
sweet
you're too old.
Spot.
Yeah. But it's got to be loud enough where you can't carry on a conversation.
No, it was, but I mean, it was just...
I don't want to hear other people talking on
the
show.
No, you want to
hear
the music.
Right, exactly.
I didn't leave with my ears ringing, and generally that's the case in a smaller venue like that.
How many beers you have?
Two or three.
Oh, yeah, I knew you had to have two or three.
Early.
Yeah.
Shut it down early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy. We used to do coke on a Tuesday night. Me, Craig, and Todd. And do the show.
And...
Yeah!
Shutting it down early.
Yeah, what, two?
That didn't happen. We shut it down when we ran out. That's when you shut down the cocaine. Where do you think we should shut the coke out? Not when we're done.
See you in an hour and a half.
Right, when we're out.
Save some for tomorrow.
See you in an hour and a half. Nope, not on the show. We're always clean on the show, majority of the time.
No, I meant tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's save that.
Save it, Craig. That's funny.
No, that was always a nice thought. Let's save some for the morning. But that never happened.
Yeah.
The stuff that was supposed to be saved for the morning.
You
it got
kids.
Done later that night. It is the ex-pope's birthday.
Well, this is a guy that called...
The one that's still with us.
The 60s revolution caused pedophilia, right?
Yes, that guy.
He did say that, by the way. That's not a Snopes thing. He said that, and he blamed the 60s
but
revolution.
But you Catholics are paying for the rent of two popes right now. Right. And I think this one is a little more opulent than the that guy. Old guy is a little more demanding than the new guy,
and out of touch apparently.
From what I've led to believe, it could all be crap.
Yeah.
They always talk about they try to convince you that all these popes are so humble, and I really don't believe it. I think if they were really humble, they'd say, someone else can be Pope.
How old is this retired Pope?
I'll just go be humble
somewhere.
Who
said the 60s sexual revolution caused priests to play with each other, but it was the 1960s revolution. And how long have they been playing with people?
Over 1,100 years.
Okay. So
that, according to...
I guess we didn't really...
Things that I've read.
When you did that story a couple of days ago, we really didn't... We should have alerted the Pope that it's been happening... Not just since the 1960s.
Well, I don't think... Can we call him the Pope anymore? Because he's not really the Pope.
Pope Emeritus. He's,
yeah, former Pope. Or is it always your title, just like President?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're always President.
Mr. Pope,
I thought
whoever.
This was the first time they'd ever had to think about that.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
Second.
Okay. Oh, second.
Oh, a second? Okay.
Yeah, but it was hundreds of years ago.
Yeah,
right.
The other one. And it's also Bobby Vinton's birthday.
I was about to break into one of his hits.
Were ya?
Blue Velvet.
Okay. Yeah. All right. All right. All right.
She wore blue velvet.
Who's older, the ex-Pope or Bobby Vinton?
Man, that's tough.
And you know the question that's coming next.
Bobby Vinton was huge in the 50s, late 50s, early mid 50s, or actually even through the 60s. So I'm guessing my dad's 85, Bobby Vinton is 83. The Pope is, the ex-Pope is older. And I have no idea how this guy is. I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm going to go with him because I don't know who Bobby Vinton
yeah,
is.
Yeah. And you should.
We don't blame you.
Blue Velvet.
I'm going with the Pope because he's the one I've heard of.
Yeah. Pope.
Yeah, Pope by far. He's 92, Bobby Vinton. You are damn close, Tyler. You are very good. He's not 83. He's 84.
Yeah. I am good.
Wow, man. That is
great.
You
got to break it down.
Doesn't Bobby Vinton have some Pittsburgh connection?
I don't know if he's a Pittsburgh guy or not, but that's not the reason. I just know Blue Velvet, and he was a big star. And you know, before I was born, he was a big star. But you can pay attention to stuff before you're born.
Was it his version of the song that was featured in the David Lynch movie?
That's a great question.
Because that's a
weird movie.
Somebody
remake that.
I don't think so.
Okay.
So yesterday in the Nebraska legislature, they were talking about...
Oh, no. Nothing good.
They were talking about...
Especially if they all agree on something, it's not good.
Yeah, it's not Oklahoma. Give it a chance.
Yeah, but it's close.
They were talking about making hemp legal for farmers
to grow.
Oh,
I saw... I didn't,
and...
Because
what misinformation was spread about hemp?
Among the,
I learned yesterday.
Among the Ricketts crowd.
Yeah, what hysterical BS flew around the Nebraska Utica
Camp. Same crap that flew around South Dakota?
When somebody mentioned hemp.
I learned yesterday from the floor of the Nebraska legislature.
Oh, you can't learn anything from that.
That... in other countries where they have used hemp as part of cattle feed.
What happens? The cows get high?
No. Birth defects everywhere.
Is that true?
Yeah.
So when I heard this yesterday, I'd never heard this before.
Right, you're fine.
Right, exactly. Right. No. I had never heard this before. Now, for people who are unaware, there is a negligible amount of THC in actual hemp.
Negligible. All right.
Yeah, like 0.3%. Yeah.
There's a reason we don't scour the forest for hemp
right.
to smoke, because it's negligible.
And by the way, it was a plant grown and used in agriculture for years.
Yeah. It has less THC than, say, an O'Doul's has alcohol.
Oh, my God.
Alcohol.
Well, that's nothing.
Because there is a small amount of alcohol in those non-alcoholic beers.
Yeah, but it's a trace amount.
Trace.
Yeah.
It doesn't do anything for non-alcoholics. Right. For alcoholics, you actually have one.
Right. So I happened to be sitting in front of the computer yesterday when I heard that hemp gives...
let me guess, an old white guy representing eight people in a county somewhere out west.
It's not that far out.
Oh, old white guy, though.
Oh, well, yeah. Sure.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. He rattled off a few just dumbass misinformed things.
Of course
and
he did.
Somebody had to get up in the legislature and say...
hey, dumbass.
You're just spewing out misinformation.
Right.
You have got to stop.
Right.
It's just not true.
The truth matters
Okay, so I was looking up, or I was sitting in front of the computer when I heard this.
Okay.
And so I thought, well, if this is true, I would like to know.
Right. Yeah.
So you're Googling?
So I'm Googling birth defects, animals, hemp, this, that, and the
nude.
Other thing.
Nude.
And that brought up some disturbing images. But but we digress.
Birth defects, nude?
Yeah. Animals.
Okay, got it.
And hemp.
Yeah.
In all the articles that I found,
all of them
that were written by or had to do with farm journals and things like that, not a single one who talked about the idea of hemp being eaten by cattle, not a single one mentioned this whole birth defect thing.
So it's
none of them. I scoured and I found absolutely nothing that put hemp with animal birth defects. Nothing. But we've got some idiot spewing this misinformation for the entire state of Nebraska on the floor of the legislature.
Well,
what
we
a
are in
fool.
The misinformation age.
What's the fool's name? Find it.
I can't remember.
Reefer madness is going to hurt farmers who would be another cash crop for them, right?
It could be.
Right. Well, yeah, South Dakota's bitching because they're not doing it either. Everybody around them is doing it, and they're going to lose millions of business.
Yeah. Part of the law is...
Did Osborne speak and say weed's bad?
Not on the floor.
Okay.
Part of the bill...
Yeah, he'll admit he doesn't know much about farming.
Yeah.
Part of the bill is that, you know, if you suspect that there's illegal growing of marijuana going on, which is not hemp, that you can have the field tested or, you know, all this stuff has to get tested.
All right.
A lot. Here and there, it has to get tested. And, of course, if you are growing marijuana, then that is a federal offense.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have to keep it separate. And so this same guy gets up and says, yeah, I know that there's no THC and... hear that there's no THC in hemp, and
but,
you're not going to put the hemp and the marijuana together, and a couple other things. And he said, but I don't believe it. Marijuana's bad.
That's it.
That's all you got to say.
I don't believe it.
I don't believe it.
Right.
Yeah, marijuana's bad.
That works for dumbasses, and there's a lot of dumbasses in this world.
And then another
guy
gets up.
I don't believe it works for a lot of dumbasses.
Yeah, I just don't believe that.
Truth matters to most of us.
So,
I should say at least half of us.
So this also happened where they were saying that, the negligible THC and the hemp and whatnot. And what they kept saying was, well, I don't believe it's negligible, basically. Marijuana is bad, so let's not legalize marijuana. Well, we're talking about hemp. No. It's a slippery slope. It's the same thing.
Oh, my God.
If you allow hemp, that's just right next to marijuana.
Well, what does a quantum leap become a slippery slope?
I don't know. Another one said that he remembers the long hairs going through the...
Did he say long hairs?
Yes.
The word long hairs?
He remembers the long hairs going through the ditches and picking out the ditch weed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And smoking that and getting high. And the rest of us who know anything went, no, they weren't. They were not getting high with that weed.
And I guarantee crowd giggled,
didn't
they?
Technically not hemp. That's actually marijuana.
Okay. But even then, negligible.
Oh, yeah. Crap.
The long
it's
hairs.
It's crap.
What the frick year
back
is this?
Back in the day.
Back when the Beatles showed up on the shores. And their crazy Beatle haircuts.
That's what he was talking about. Yeah, about this, then. Yeah.
And this guy couldn't have been 100, was he? He's probably 80 or 70, right?
Mm.
The long hairs.
He may have been in his 60s.
You know who you consult.
60s?
Late 70s.
Up in the 60s and 70s.
Yeah, I don't know.
If you need agricultural expertise, there's a group that follows us on Twitter now called @PussesFarm.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They do. Yeah, they do.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Down to Puss's Farm, say hello to his mom.
You've been growing hemp since day one out there on the farm, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Right.
I've got to figure out what the real words to that song are. Because I can't walk around singing about Puss's Farm and his mom all the time.
Say hello to his mom.
Exactly. I've got no idea what the real words are.
Take me down to Junior's Farm. Let's just sing that. Everybody tag along.
That's what I do.
Sing that part.
Kills me.
Farm of Puss.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I shared that over the weekend.
Yeah.
Another Twitter handle out there. A lot of fan sites on Twitter. Thank you.
Whatever, did you share this
one? Whatever, man.
I didn't get this one. No,
I shared today, but there's a site out there called at Pharma Puss.
Right. Puss's Farmer, saddened by the cancellation of the World Pork Expo in Des Moines. But you can stop by the farm and say hi to Mom.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah.
Oh, we did. Okay. Yeah. And then one of the more recent ones was got a call. There was a breech calf. It could have been caused by the hemp.
Oh, that's right.
So that's enough right there. I don't believe it.
And no since hemp. I don't believe it, hemp and marijuana are the same thing.
No hemp for you. Way to be. Whatever. Just another joke.
Right. That is a simple way to shut down any fact is I don't believe it. Right.
Yeah, I don't believe it. Well, you're a fool.
In this day and age.
Try that in court.
The long hair.
If you're declared guilty, say, I don't believe it.
I don't believe it.
And then see what happens from there.
Truth matters to most of us.
Tell that to your boss today.
Yeah. That's the funny part about it.
Right. If you go through a bad performance
tell
review.
Tell that to your boss.
Well, I don't believe it.
Yeah.
I just don't believe it. I think I was doing fine. Right. No, I look at this, and I don't believe it. Just because they give bad information and don't tell you and your people the right stuff.
So what states around us grow hemp legally? Because I know the South Dakota was bitching because North Dakota's doing it legally, and I guess Minnesota, and on the other side of, what's the other side of South Dakota? Is that Wyoming?
All right. Yeah, the western border?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be Wyoming.
Okay. But I know that, I remember the dumb chick that runs South Dakota, same reefer madness crap. She voted it down. She said no. Although the South Dakota is losing a lot of farm money, hemp money to other places.
And according to the journals that I was reading yesterday,
stop reading.
The farmers, they are basically down with hemp. They say, well, if it really is absolutely fine, it's good for the environment, and it's good for this, that, and the other thing, and we can sell it. Yeah, we'll grow it. We don't care.
I don't care.
And I'll take your angry farmer email, but this is where the farmers piss me off.
They do. They vote against
their own. Because they keep electing
the same douchebag.
These antiquated old men in there, and if they want to grow some hemp, well, don't vote some 90-year-old guy to represent you in the state legislature and in the U.S. legislature. Stop it! Yeah. Stop voting against your own interests.
We do get a lot of those. And the Iowa farmers have lost their ass because soybeans, they'll still vote for the same douchebags, you know?
Yeah. They'll vote for the tariffs that hurt you.
Did you find out who legally can grow hemp, puss?
No, I was on a confusing website.
Okay, yeah.
They can be.
They can be.
They really can
Google
be.
Google isn't as simple as it should be. I've typed in stuff in
many
Google
times
and
it
says, I don't know what you're talking about, dude.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, the concept of Google is simple, but you know, once they sort it all out, it gets kind of complicated.
Right, exactly. Sometimes it's people pay to get on there before somebody else. And
like you should be able to Google states where you can legally grow hemp.
And it should just be the
give
first
you a list.
Right, a list.
Of states,
a list.
Yeah, that can legally grow hemp. Because there are some.
Oh,
it's ridiculous that they all have to fight for it.
Exactly.
Why, you know, I thought, Todd, that you're right, that we would see that list much more quickly than this.
Yeah. Well, I'm not putting any pressure on it. He can find it eventually, I'm sure.
Oh, it's got to be easy to find, but still, you'd think that the list would be a little bit easier to find.
Otherwise, either way, I'm not believing it, so it doesn't really matter.
I don't believe it.
I'm just not going to believe the list.
Okay, here's a decent one.
But it's so much more believable if you see it on a computer screen.
That's true, but not to these guys.
Oh, that's right.
He spewed misinformation from the House floor, and old people bought it. And young people that are dumb.
A lot of these guys haven't seen a computer screen. Usually they get their information from faxes.
A lot of times the computer screen just involves a chick you're masturbating to, though, in the state legislature. Remember that guy?
That guy, yeah. He knew how to work the computer.
Yeah.
If I'm reading this correctly, there's about 17 states that permit licensed growers to produce industrial hemp for commercial purposes.
Okay, all right.
California,
why aren't there 50? California,
Colorado, Indiana, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Nevada, North Dakota, Oregon, Rhode Island, South Carolina, Tennessee, Vermont, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming.
That's a lot. Yeah. That's a lot of red states, too. But Minnesota and North Dakota allow it. That's why South Dakota's losing their ass to those two states. They're right there. But obviously, so it's the down-the-middle bozos.
Did you say Kansas?
South Dakota.
No.
I'm getting notes from Kansas.
Not Kansas.
Well, notes I'm getting say otherwise.
Oh, really?
Well, I'm trying to. I can't find a date on when they're quoting. Kansas might have passed something here recently.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
What are all the coaches for those particular states?
How does Bill Self feel about it?
Bill Self, yeah. When I was back east, they were going to dig up Paterno's ass and find out how he feels about legalizing marijuana.
Or Bill Snyder.
Yeah, yeah.
Bill Snyder.
Yeah, but then they figured he's dead.
No, no, Tom Osborne said, well, I really don't know much about this, so
really?
I will defer to the farmers. I'm not an expert in this area.
But my running back's never got high on weed, you mean?
I don't really feel qualified to comment. Yeah, that's what he said about hemp.
Why would they even ask him? Oh, yeah, you got to ask him.
Oh, yeah, you have to.
Yeah, you got to ask him. That's a stupid. Yeah. I'm so stupid. I've been here a long time. I should know that answer. I'm a fool.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing better than a nice Tuesday night on Facebook when Tom Osborne hosts Ask Me Anything on his Reddit thread or wherever he does that.
Great coach. Otherwise, yeah.
Not a marijuana expert.
No, not at all.
In fact, not a...
Some long hairs in his team got high, though. And black guys.
Any kind of chemicals.
No. Nope.
If you want to host like a teetotaler hall.
Oh, yeah. Host that all day.
He would go in the teetotaler hall of fame.
Yeah, have an O'Doul's fest.
Yeah, if you want an expert about someone
Drink
who's...
Drink O'Doul's all week.
Right, never had a drop of alcohol or any sort of drug, then I would go to him.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, what's it like to never have a drop of alcohol or have any kind of substance that alters your consciousness whatsoever? Right. Then he would probably be an expert on that.
Yep.
Because he spent all 99 years of his life not having a drop of alcohol or anything that alters his conscience.
And that's a shame. That's a shame.
I feel badly that's for people like that.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.